Good morning. It's June the 16th, 2024, in the year of our Lord. And the title for my message on Father Day is very simple, The Role of a Father. And I have two scripture passages. First one comes from the book of Proverbs, chapter 22, verses 4 through 6. Humility is the fear of the Lord. Its wages are riches and honor and life. In the paths of the wicked are snares and pitfalls. But those who would preserve their life stay far from them. Start children off on the way they should go, and even when they are old, they will not turn from it. And my New Testament reading comes from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 7, verses 7 through 12. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks the door will be opened. Which of you, if your son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? So in everything, do to others what you would have them do to you. For this sums up the law and the prophets. The role of a father. Someone once asked, what is the difference between Mother's and Father's Day? And that question was answered by stating that mothers are more organized, and that is why it is a bigger deal for families. Mothers say to their children, now here is a list of what I want. Go get the money from your father and surprise me on Mother's Day. Now I think many folks here realize in popular culture, whether it's movies and television or print, that fathers sadly are presented as being clueless, ignorant, and unaware of what is going on in their family's lives. The lives of their spouse, their children, maybe even grandchildren. And in popular culture, in many instances for that matter, the children and the mom are much more aware of what is going on. They are much more knowledgeable. Whereas poor old dad, he's left in the dark and he doesn't have a clue as what is going on. You know, it's amazing compared to what is entertainment and what Hollywood puts out. So I'll give you an example to reference what I'm talking about, how dads are considered dunces. There was a show not too long ago on Fox called Married with Children. And the main character in this sitcom, whatever you want to call it, was Al Bundy, who was played by Ed O'Neill. And that might be the best modern example or recent example I can give of a father being an idiot and a dunce. Married with Children ran from 1987 to 1997. And again, the father, played by Al Bundy or Ed O'Neill, was an idiot who cannot manage money, cannot stay logically, rationally informed. In all reality, he was a dunce. Compare Married with Children with Leave It to Beaver. There's another show that I grew up watching, All in the Family. Good old Archie Bunker, played by Carol O'Connor. It was a sitcom that aired on CBS originally from 1971 to 79. And once again, good old dad, he's an idiot. And he's covering in this show a lot of controversial topics. You remember the characters? Edith, and Archie, and Meathead, and Gloria. But the theme is the same. Dad is a dummy. Dad is an ignorant, prejudicial person. There's another sitcom, and this is an animated one, called Family Guy. And Family Guy is a sitcom where there is once again a dysfunctional family. And in this family, the dog named Brian is the smartest one in the family. That sitcom ran from 1999 to the present. It's still going. So those are just some brief examples how Hollywood and popular culture paints with a broad brush, and fathers are portrayed as a bunch of idiots and losers. But folks, hear this day of worship on June the 16th when we honor fathers. We want to recognize and lift up fathers for important reasons. And maybe it is a rebuttal to the message society says in so many ways that fathers are simply not needed or wanted, and that message has been a disgrace and it has caused more destruction to American lives. So folks, we live in a confusing time for many Americans, and I would say Westerners for that matter. And I hate to say it, there's a lot of confusion in the church too. You know, some women choose to be single mothers for specific reasons, where it's financial, maybe it's health issues, maybe because they can't find a mate they want to take their vows with. I don't know. It covers the whole gamut why some women choose to be single mothers. But far too many men today father children, but they have no intention or desire of raising their children or being an active father in their lives. And that is pathetic, and that is unacceptable. So my message is simple. Churches and pastors need to send out the message loud and clear that fathers play a vital and special role in the life of their family, that they are very much needed regardless of what society or television or popular culture has to say, but maybe most importantly, that God Almighty expects much more from them in their life. A couple of points to share during this message, the role of a father. First and foremost, fathers must connect with God. When you think about it, many children get their view of God from their fathers. Sometimes that is a good thing. And sometimes it is not. If the father is a role model, if the father is a man that loves God and loves his wife and his children and is kind and compassionate but strong and courageous, well, then wonderful examples and memories are instilled in the lives of children. But if a father is too harsh, too critical, unforgiving, overly physical, and even violent, absent and neglectful, are we really surprised that a child believes that God does not care, and that God is like their earthly father, and that these children will walk away wanting nothing to do with God or the church for that matter? But if, on the other hand, a father is present and patient and supportive and loving and attentive and protective, then a child can grow to see God as their protective, loving Heavenly Father. Fathers can play a monumental role in the development and growth of their children. You know, my father has been a hard worker his entire life. Now, there's a lot of time and distance that has separated myself from my father. My father lives in the great state of Texas, but he grew up in the wonderful state of Oklahoma. And I've learned a few things from my father over the years. And one of the things that stood out for me was that my father, until recently, was always working. And even in retirement, when he moved from Oklahoma to Texas, he couldn't stay retired long. He started a landscaping business. He was one that was always busy, always working, always trying to earn an extra buck. But today, in the year 2024, he really is officially retired. And because of the heat and the humidity where he lives in Texas, he will often stay indoors when it is too hot to be outdoors. He enjoys watching NASCAR. And every now and then, his children or grandchildren will go down and visit, or vice versa. He does worship at a Baptist church where they live, despite being raised as a Methodist in his childhood. It's been said that the greatest gift a father can give to his children is to love their mother. And I think that is ever so true. Now, the quote is from an unknown author, but I think the truth speaks volumes. So for those of you who are listening, if you're a father or a grandfather, or maybe even a father-type figure, remember how important it is to be truly connected with God. And in that connection, to show it to others in your family or in your circle of friends. Now, my second main point is the role of a father is to connect with his family. So the first point was that fathers must connect with God. Now they must connect with their family. Now, I know this is not a revelation for many of you, but sadly, for many American men today, it is a truth that they do not live out or apply in their lives. Now, historically speaking, fathers have provided for their families. And yet in the modern world that is highly industrial and with the advantage of digital world, roles have changed. Whereas in the past, men were primarily the breadwinners and mom stayed at home and took care of the children. Today, in many respects, that has completely changed. It's been turned upside down. As important as it is to provide for your family and for your children, there is also an emphasis today, and I think rightly so, that men need to provide their emotional support for their wife and for their children as well. Not just financial or physical needs, those are important, but also the emotional side as well. Being available emotionally for some fathers is new territory for them because that's not how they were raised, or that's not what they saw growing up. Because in all honesty, that was something mom did or grandma did. You know, there was an experiment on the NBC Today show in a local YMCA program in California. And in all reality, it was a social experiment of sorts. And what was done was that fathers were placed in a playroom with their young children. The mothers watched on the other side through a one-way window in the hallway. And the rule was that if their children started to cry, the father could not pick them up and take them to their mother in the hallway. The father must take care of the child himself. If the child was given to mom, the theory goes that a signal is given that mom comforts and loves the child and not necessarily dad. You know, when you read the Gospels, especially Matthew and Luke, we read that Joseph was there and present when Jesus was conceived and when Jesus was born through his mother Mary. We also know that Joseph took Jesus and his mother to escape from the vile clutches of Herod the Great and to go and flee to Egypt. Joseph was present when Jesus was offered in the temple and was circumcised. Joseph was there when Jesus went to Jerusalem at the age of 12. And he, along with Mary, frantically looked for Jesus for 3 days because he disappeared. Joseph was not a detached, absent, negligent father. Jesus learned his carpenter skills from Joseph, who would have had to exemplify and show patience in teaching him this very valuable skill set. So let's ask a question. What happens when fathers do not connect with their children? Well, the damage is unbelievable and the statistics are a shame. But let me read to you some of these statistics. So this is what happens in American life when fathers do not connect and do not present themselves to their children. 63% of youth suicides are from fatherless homes. That source comes from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Census Bureau. 90% of all homeless and runaway children are from fatherless homes because dad's not there. 85% of all children that exhibit behavioral disorders come from a fatherless home. Source, the Center for Disease Control, the CDC. 80% of rapists are dealing with displaced anger, and they come from fatherless homes. Source, the Criminal Justice and Behavior Department, Volume 14, page 403 through 26, 1978, published. 71% of all high school dropouts come from fatherless homes. The source, National Principals Association on the State of High Schools. 75% of all adolescent patients in chemical abuse centers come from fatherless homes. Sourced, Rainbows for All of God's Children. 70% of juveniles in state-operated institutions come from fatherless homes. Source, the U.S. Department of Justice, Special Report, September 1988. And 85% of all youths sitting in prisons grew up in a fatherless home. Source, the Fulton County, Georgia jail population and the Texas Department of Corrections, 1992. Those statistics are damning and pathetic and a shame of what has happened to children in this country because their dads aren't around. And we have a culture that promotes that and glorifies single motherhood and an immoral society. So men listening, whether you're a father or a grandfather or maybe neither, first, we must connect with God. Second, we must connect and strengthen our family ties. Lastly, the role of a father is to connect with his church. You know, there are a multitude of ways a father can connect to a local church. And with that being said, the primary role of the church is to be the channel where God's grace is shown to the world. Fathers and grandfathers ought to bring that truth and reality home to our children and loved ones. We have to demonstrate and show the grace of God to our family and then go from there. Let me reread the New Testament reading from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 7, verse 11. And this is Jesus speaking to the crowds and to his disciples. Quote, "If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him?" Not a flattering statement by Jesus, but a truthful one as parents. We all know that we are not perfect, that we make mistakes, and that we sin blatantly. And that there are times when we do things for the wrong reasons. We misjudge situations and people sometimes. So we are sinners in every sense of the word, and there's no beating around the bush, making that point well known. And yet, we still know how to give good gifts to our children and to our grandchildren, to the people we love. Isn't that amazing? You know, from the Old Testament book of Exodus, chapter 34, verse 7, is a very familiar verse. That verse says that God punishes the children for the sins of the fathers to the third and fourth generation. I'm going to give you an example of what I'm talking about. Just think of the farming techniques that were employed in the Midwest in the 1920s. Well, that short-sighted farming techniques led to the dust bowls of the 1930s, and a lot of people suffered. A lot of farms went under. A lot of families left the Midwest and went to California. Sadly, many fathers who do not bother coming to church or raising their children with any form of Christian teaching or godly living, I wonder just how many generations they are affecting by their negligence, and I'm going to come out and say their laziness. Children will imitate their parents. And if dad doesn't take the time to go to church and make it a priority in his life, there's a good chance that his children will copy and mimic him as well. They will parrot what he thinks and says on this topic. Did you also know that the goodness of a father can be passed on to 1,000 generations? That also comes from Exodus 34, verse 7. Our sins impact people without question, but so does our goodness and righteousness that we exemplify and live out. So for all the fathers and those listening on this message, may the Lord bless those fathers and grandfathers who are doing good for their children and their loved ones. May men go beyond their duty, and may they learn to show genuine love and courage and strength and compassion. Being a loving father is the best way to make a future beyond your life alone. So to everyone listening, connect to God, connect to your family, and connect to your church. Amen.